Section 147 of 15,000 Useful Phrases by Grenville Kleiser, read for LibriVox.org by Maura Walsh. It must be a cause of delight. It must be borne in mind. It must be the verdict of history. It must create astonishment. It must doubtless be admitted. It must ever be recollected. It must never be forgotten. It must not be supposed. It must seem to every thoughtful man. It need scarcely be said. It now becomes my pride and privilege. It only remains now to speak. It ought to animate us. It proves a great deal. It remains only to speak briefly. It remains that I inform you of. It remains that I should say a few words. It reminds me of an anecdote. It reminds one of the compliment. It requires no effort of imagination. It scarcely seems to be in keeping. It seems almost desperate to think of. It seems almost incredible. It seems now to be generally admitted. It seems strange to be told. It seems then that on the whole, it seems to me a striking circumstance. It seems to me idle to ask. It seems to me singularly appropriate. It seems to me the primary foundation. It seems to me unphilosophical. It should always be borne in mind. It should be remembered. It so happens. It sometimes seems to me. It still remains to be observed. It strikes me with wonder. It suggests at the outset. It summons our imagination. It surely is not too much to expect. It therefore astonishes me. It used to be a reproach. It was a brilliant answer. It was a fine and delicate rebuke. It was a fit and beautiful circumstance. It was a propitious circumstance. It was certainly a gracious act. It was in the full understanding. It was my good fortune. It was not to be expected. It was said by one who ought to know. It was, therefore, inevitable. It was, under these circumstances, it will appeal to, it will appear from what has been said. It will be asked me how. It will be easy to say too much. It will be easy to trace the influence. It will be evident to you. It will be idle to imply. It will be interesting to trace. It will be just as reasonable to say. It will be rather to our advantage. It will be recollected. It will be seen at a glance. It will be well and wise. It will carry out my meaning more fully. It will, I suppose, be denied. It will not be expected from me. It will not be safe. It will not do for a man to say. It will not, I trust, be concluded. It will not, surely, be objected. It will not take many words to sum up. It will thus be seen. It would be a misfortune. It would be a proud distinction. It would be a remarkable fact. It would be absurd to pretend. It would be an inexcusable omission. It would be idle for me. It would be imprudent in me. It would be invidious for me. It would be natural on such an occasion. It would be no less impracticable. It would be out of place here. It would be preposterous to say. It would be presumptuous in me. It would be the height of absurdity. It would be unfair to praise. It would be unjust to deny. It would be well for us to reflect. It would indeed be unworthy. It would seem, perhaps, most fitting. J. Just the reverse is true. End of section 147. This recording is in the public domain.